I've been having this same dream over and over, and, well, it's just so lewd, I had to share it with you all. Okay, so, I'm walking down a crowded street when I first hear your voice. It's soft and comforting, but commanding and intriguing. But I'm heading somewhere important, so I ignore it, brushing it off as a singular incident and continue on my walk. Then I forget about it and go about my day. Then the next time I walk by, I hear you again and feel my hairs raise just slightly. Some sort of sixth sense is telling me whoever's speaking is speaking directly to me, to some deep and primal part of me. But just as quickly as it's brought to my attention, it fades back into the ambience of the busy sidewalk, like I heard nothing, like it wasn't your breath on my neck that made my skin tingle. Again and again, every time I pass by, it happens. Until one day, I noticed my panties are particularly wet, and my cunt is particularly hot. Being such a closeted slut, I tell myself that it was just a smile that the cute girl at work gave me. Later, I masturbate to the thought of her kissing me all over, on my lips, my breasts, my thighs, my calves, my feet. The idea that she would covet me, that she would cover my eyes with a blindfold and take me however she wishes. But at the same time, I feel this abnormally strong need to have a cock inside me. On the walk the next day, this unbelievably intense feeling of being watched, more so than usual, overcomes me. My smile and my figure usually garner attention, but the unseen gaze has never felt so intense. I anxiously tug at the hem of my skirt, wondering why I had the impulse to select such a thin and revealing garment on a windy day like today. I pull my light jacket over my bosom, biting my lip, as I noticed just how revealed my bust had been. My cunt clenches, regardless of my demure thoughts, some of which lend to the slowly growing wet spot between my legs. It begins to dawn on me that my walks have been growing longer, and the day is darker when I arrive home. Who's watching me, and why? Why do I keep feeling hazy, and why am I getting so very forgetful? I should go home. The weekend has left the sidewalk quieter, and despite my best intentions, I find myself turning and climbing the stoop to a strange building. No, I think this isn't home. This is... I only stand there for a second before the door swings open, and having helplessly followed your voice so obediently and wantonly to your warm abode, I take my first step inside. Your laugh feels as if it is all around me, cooing at me and my pathetically weak mind as I surrender so deeply to your suggestions. The smirk on your face tells me just how deeply you know I'll go for you. Despite all my rhetoric and bookishness, my passions and yearnings, you know that my quivering cunt and curled toes are yours to do with as you please. The door closes and locks. So does the notion that I had any free will at all. And as your hand grasps my jacket, pulling it away from my torso and slowly off of my arms, so too do I feel my last bits of resistance being peeled away by your warmth, your attention, and your words. I'm your good girl, I learn again. I'm your little pet. as well as your empty and obedient slave. Soon, nothing but you exists, and that is all I want. The words you have been whispering to me, driving me to you, become loud and clear. I'm yours. I obey, and I submit to you. You give me your pleasure freely, so long as I am a good girl and return nightly for my master's orders. Your laugh bounces around my brain as I speak my affirmation, and so suddenly I find myself, pussy thoroughly soaked as I stand at the entrance to my own apartment. Nothing but my chores on my mind. Not you, nor the sweet touches and words you bestowed upon me. My cheeks red, I lay down in bed and masturbate furiously, whispering quietly to myself, "Yes, master. Yes, master. Fuck. Please fuck me, master." Until the next afternoon, when I become your willing prey yet again.